Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. May the Force be with you. Thank you for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. We got our good buddy, Dr. Burton W. Folsom, Jr., back on the show. Bert is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, the original historian of our Brain Trust. He's a professor of history at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan. He's the author of a number of books, landmark watershed books, including the last two, New Deal or Raw Deal, and FDR Goes to War. He's our good friend, Bert Folsom. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be with you.
Good to have you back. Hey, Bert, our government spends more money than it takes in. It's got a real we got a real problem with deficit spending. We're basically the country is Greece waiting to happen, or California waiting to happen, and or Detroit waiting to happen. The country is now. Bert, one of the reasons is we made promises in the 20th century that on financial promises to people that are either no longer relevant or they're coming due in a 21st century reality, which is that we don't have the money to pay for those things. And one of those was taken care of this week. Tell us about it.
I'm not sure which one you're thinking of.
The farm bill.
Oh, the farm bill. Oh my gosh!
Didn't that gut some of the 20th century promises that we no longer need to be paying for?
Well, but I'm not sure that it's over yet.
Oh.
But however, that you've got. I wanted to give credit to the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
Because they did veto a very expensive farm bill. You're absolutely right. Subsidies started.
We're making progress, though, right?
1930s, and there were all sorts of food stamp promises in that bill as well. And the upshot is that the House of Representatives it was expensive, and they did vote it down. And let's hope that this is the start of something.
What was that farm bill going to do? It had a bunch of amendments that were more 20th century like promises, weren't they?
Well, they were, and of course, it's the commitments to the whole idea of the 20th century paying farmers not to produce is how it started in the 30s.
Yep.
And then the idea of fixing prices for crops it's not just antiquated; it was foolish from the get-go.
Right. Right. And so, but we've continued to do that, and we continue to do it now, right?
Well, we do, and I mean, for example, the high sugar prices that are.
Right.
Are regularly attached, make it so we have to then use corn syrup in soft drinks.
How about the wool subsidy and the mohair subsidy and things like that?
The mohair subsidy.
These are real things, aren't they, Bert?
These are real things, and they're costly, but they're particular groups who benefit, and they try to make sure that their congressmen know about it, at least from
their
self-interest.
In your book, you demonstrated that this was essentially FDR buying votes.
Yes, that was a key theme of the book New Deal or Raw Deal.
So nothing's really changed, then, has it? Because we know that, and folks, this is not a partisan statement. It's completely a matter of record that one of the ways that President Obama got elected is we now know that his administration set about buying votes, really. Is that too strong a statement, Bert?
No, it's true, but I mean, that's exactly what FDR did. And FDR is President Obama's one of his heroes, at least one of his favorite presidents. And
but I mean, look at the record number of people on food stamps and converting to disability. I mean, all those loosening those policies is a way of buying votes.
The flip side of a government program is a vote, and you get both coming in there. In other words, you give a program, you get a vote. Well, we've had an increase, as you say, dramatically from about 28 to 48 million people on food stamps.
But I also, I guess, I should say that this is not something that's been unique to Democrats either, though.
No, in fact,
I mean, I didn't mean to gore one particular ox because the Republicans have had their day too.
Just to give one quick example, the Reconstruction Finance Corporation, which was a bailout organization set up under Hoover and Roosevelt, the president of the Reconstruction Finance Corporation was the Republican vice president under Coolidge. He resigned in order to receive a loan for his own bank.
So folks, we've got to, I don't know. Bert, is it possible to fix this?
Well, you limit government. The founders, our founders were very keenly aware. It's a human nature issue. In other words, you need votes, and hey, if we give tax money, we can get those votes.
But it's if we make the government smaller, there'll be less of this kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
That's the only way to fix this, folks. So think about that next time you go to the polls. 20 till, right back with Bert Folsom. We're going to talk some more about some of the things that we can do to clean up this country. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.